producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This show's about your health and your life. Go to our website. You can go to teamlifestyle.com. Find out more information about how to improve your life. Change it. Go to the next level. Whatever you're struggling with, you can find there at the web. Also, our new TV show, getting ready to launch. Get ready for that. All the information will be on the web. Obesity, now they're saying, may be a little hard on your hearing, a new study says. One in six women are reporting having hearing loss during the study that they just did recently. Researchers studied about 68,000 women at Harvard Nurses Health. And they did this for a period of about 10 years, and they looked at higher body mass index, which is, or larger waist circumference, and they had a higher risk for hearing issues. So women who were obese with a BMI between 30 and 39 were 17% to 22% more likely to report hearing loss than women whose BMI was less than 25. So waist size was also kind of an issue with this. And was tied to it. So women with waist larger than 34 inches were about 27% more likely to report hearing loss than women with waist under 28 inches. So the waist size remained a risk factor for hearing loss even after researchers factored in the effects of having a higher BMI, suggested that carrying a lot of belly fat might actually impact hearing, they said. So the differences remain even after researchers controlled other factors that were known to affect hearing, like cigarette smoking or the use of certain medications and the quality of a person's diet. One thing that seemed to change the relationship a little bit was exercise. So when researchers factored physical activity into the equation, the risk for hearing loss, it dropped. And women who walked for four more hours a week saw their risk for hearing loss drop almost by 15%. The findings were published in the December issue of the American Journal of Medicine, and the study showed not only the association, however, didn't prove that the obesity directly harms hearing. The ear, they say, is highly metabolically active. So that means it's really dependent on having an adequate blood supply. Dr. Sharon Curran, who's an instructor in medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, said the obesity can compromise blood flow by narrowing blood vessels, and people who are obese also are more likely to have high blood pressure, which is another condition that can hamper the blood flow. So interesting. So the obesity and factors that obesity brings may compromise blood flow to the cochlea, which is a hearing chamber, basically in the middle ear. And Curran said the lack of blood flow could prevent the cochlea from restoring itself after damage, gradually diminishing function. Can you imagine that? So your weight gain may be a constant issue with what's going on with your overall hearing. So if you started getting decreases or some minimalization in that, that could be some of the issue there. Wentzman said that I think there's a reason to begin to think this is a problem associated with obesity. If there's a strong correlation, you might want obese kids or adults to have problems with their weight also consistently have their ears checked and their hearing tested. I think it's a good idea. Interesting to see the correlations, that's for sure. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Give me a call or go online to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Let's go to the phones and talk with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
I have H. pylori, a bacteria in my stomach, and I was just wondering if there might have any natural remedies for that.
Now, the H. pylori, which is a challenge within itself, no doubt about it. One of the best things you can do, really, with H. pylori, I mean, typically they can cause ulcers, one of the main things that they do. But H. pylori, really, there's some great natural ways. Antibiotics have been used for years to be able to get rid of it. But if you look at bismuth, and looking, and even in the standard medical text, in the old days, it talked about how bismuth salts can be quite a help in dealing with H. pylori and helping to kill that off. So you can take a peek at that. But, yeah, the H. pylori can be a real challenge. But, yeah, bismuth salts can work great. Ionic silver can work great as well. Standard medical treatment does work well, though. So your antibiotic treatment, the combination, they do first and second line with that therapy, your primary care physician can do that can do, and you can knock it out pretty quickly. So it depends on if you want to go the natural route or the standard medical route and put the two together. But they both can work very, very well. All right, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Or go to the lines, call us now, or, of course, you can hit the website. Now, they're saying that traumatic events can be more stressful to people. And I find that interesting as well. So people that have gone through any kind of traumatic event, whatever it might be, can have significant damage to them. The psychological impact, like, for example, terrorist attacks, just for example, extended beyond the communities through the media and whatnot, can actually affect the psychology in so many people. And, of course, people who watch more than 4 hours a day of 9/11 in the Iraqi war, related television coverage in the weeks after the attacks and the start of the war reported, had post-traumatic stress symptoms over time. They actually had that. They were listed and went to the doctors and saw that. This was in a formal study. So Dr. Corin Silver, to those who watched this, was a little bit, they were concerned, they said, as noted here, because of the physician-diagnosed physical health ailments about 2 to 3 years later. Social media came on the scene after September 11th and has made it easier for people to engage with news coverage and get news as it's actually breaking. So the media exposure now is more than just television. So you got TV, radio, print, and then you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So the Boston Marathon bombing study was done, and they looked at that. Cohen Silver and her co-author E. Allison Holman, who's a PhD and associate professor of nursing and science at the University of California, Irvine, wanted to see if there was a connection between prolonged media exposure to the Boston Marathon bombing and acute stress. So the researchers also looked at how direct versus indirect marketing exposure to the bombings affected stress symptoms. And the direct exposure included being at or near the marathon itself or knowing someone who was present at the event or was injured or killed in the bombings. So if you look at also the other ones like Sandy Hook and those studies, social media and the online news affected people as well and increased stress levels. That's interesting. I mean, what we expose ourselves to will affect our psychology. Because remember, health is mental really more than it is anything else. I mean, with the CDC saying about 85% of what we struggle with is mental and emotional. I mean, literally, the root cause of all our disease is mental and emotional. It's amazing. So what we expose ourselves to, the relationships we have, the media that we expose ourselves to can make a big difference in our long-term health. So guard yourself, guard your surroundings carefully. Make sure you put the right influences around you for optimal health. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got a take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. A lot of atrial fibrillation is a big topic. A lot of people struggle with it. And, you know, having to do with the heart, you always want to make sure that you're doing the right thing as far as supporting the body. And there's several tips that you can do to make sure that, you know, you get the right help when you're dealing with this. And atrial fibrillation is quite a big deal. So we go through a couple of things that can help with you as well. So number one, jogging is a big one. So anybody that deals with atrial fibrillation, or AFib as we call it, exercises that are too intense or require too much endurance may be dangerous for some people with atrial fibrillation. You always want to check with your doctor, of course, before starting any kind of program. But if you deal with any kind of issue with AFib, if your HDLs are not where they need to be, those are your good cholesterol, the good guys, when you exercise, like jogging, walking, whatever, that can help tremendously. So it can really help get your levels where they need to be. Now, that's one thing I would look at. Now, the other one is with walking, just a basic walking. I mean, 10 to 15 minute sessions. I like 20 minutes. I think it's really good. It can help atrial fibrillation tremendously. The other one is cycling. Cycling is another big one. And so with exercise safety advantages, cycling can be quite a help. So riding a bike, that sort of thing, can be somewhat helpful too. Swimming is another one. So if you're big on swimming, that's, you know, I like it because it's easy on the joints. And, you know, with being easy on the joints, that's one thing you can do. Swimming, and just take your pace. You know, go to your YMCA or community swimming pool. Maybe have someone work with you. Maybe have a partner go with you. Or you can do water aerobics. That's another great one. You can get in there, and they have classes that you can do. But that's one thing that I would definitely look into. Swimming is a big one for AFib and known to be quite helpful. Now, as a stress reliever, yoga. Everybody thinks yoga. You sit there and hold your belly button and sing kumbaya. Yoga is tough if you've never done a class. And it's very, very good for the heart, very good for the brain, very good for everything involved. So I would definitely look into that. I mean, it's, like I said, yoga is just fantastic. It gets a bad rap. I get a lot of emails about it. Is it good? Is it not good? But yeah, I mean, 30 to 45 minutes on yoga, going through the stretches and the poses and all that can be great for your overall heart health. Strength training is another one that's very, very good that I like. It's been my favorite for years and years and years, but it targets all the muscles. If you're going to strength train, don't do a set or do like a bicep curl or a bench press and then sit there for 3 minutes and talk to somebody. It drives me crazy when I see people doing that. You're not getting hardly any benefit whatsoever. So you want to get in and you want to set a pace, set a time frame that you want to work out to. If it's 30 minutes and you got, you know, set your goals. Don't rest longer than about a minute in between your sets. You got to keep moving. Keep your heart rate up. Keep your cardiovascular system pumping. And really begin to push through. And it'll make a big, big difference with strength training. I mean, it just does. And it's great for building up that lean muscle tissue that your body needs. I mean, that lean mass. All of that is critical. Now, aerobic exercise machines, that's another one. And so like the treadmills and the bikes and the ellipticals, those are great too. And, you know, as you kind of go through that, you work at your pace. I mean, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it might be, all of those are very beneficial, and you can just get started. The key is getting started. And if you've got AFib, there's nutritional pieces that can help you as well. I mean, your B-complex vitamins, those are critical. And you get most of those through your vegetables. So if we're not eating a ton of vegetables, you're not getting the vitamins that your body so desperately needs. So, again, that's one of those pieces that you really want to walk through. But AFib is something that can be managed, for sure. You don't have to just be stuck with it, take medicine, and hope for the best. You can be proactive and get out and make a difference. And on this show, obviously, that's what we want to empower you to do. Go to our website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. All great information there to empower your health and your life. Going to George now. Hi, George.
Yeah, avocado a few years ago just to add some healthy fat to my diet. And I stopped doing it for about a month or so, and then tried to eat avocado again and got really had stomach pain. I wouldn't say was violently ill, but seemed to not agree with me anymore. I was wondering if why.
Well, it depends. Sometimes you can pick up food allergies with foods. It just, you know, depends on the kind of food and what's actually happening with that. That's a possibility. Or sometimes if your gallbladder is not working the way that it needs to, if it gets really congested, eating fats can aggravate it. And sometimes if you just have that big handful of walnuts or almonds or a big chunk of avocado, it can just kind of set it off, cause it to start cramping, whatever it might be. And that might be an issue. So you just have to look in and have it checked out. And I would just keep an eye on it. Have someone take a look at it, though. If it does it again, I would test it, and I would just eat some fats by itself and see if you start getting that pain again or if it starts cramping. I would see your doctor if it does do that, though, because a lot of times, again, whether it's avocado or not, it could be a food allergy, but many times it could just be the fat itself, and it could be low acetylcholine, too. That's another one that can happen. We've got Sam over in New Jersey wants to know. He says, recently I've been dealing with high levels of anxiety. He says, I wake up in the morning anxious, heart racing, and it progresses throughout the day. What do you think that could be? Well, there's a big tip I could tell you about anxiety. It is emotional, right? So your surroundings make a big difference. And then also, it's got a strong nutritional component to it. So from a nutritional perspective, you're dealing with GABA, and that's one of your brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. GABA is amazing. It causes you to chill out, relax, and giving your body what it needs will help you do that. Great nutritional support for GABA levels are there on the website, and our providers can help you go through that process. But there's great nutritional things. I mean, like valerian root can help raise GABA levels, and staying away from a lot of the processed grains. So all those kind of little tips are there. Hope that helps. We'll be right back.
That Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it's really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to steponefoods.com at steponefoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life, whatever it is. Realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the power of it. Amazing. Now, pets are a big deal. I've always been a big fan. Always had a dog since I was a kid. And I've watched it, though, with my own family members. Now, I've seen this, of course, in practice, and I've seen this with patients and whatnot. But I've seen the power of this in my own family. I mean, literally, how powerful it is on the mental health of family members when there's pets around. So, you know, the holidays are always a big time, family time, and it can be frenzied a little bit. And when you've got parent, you know, you've got family members, you've got, you know, Aunt Susie and Grandma, and everybody gets together. They said that in a recent study with John Hopkins with the Depression and Anxiety Bulletin, there was a Dr. Karen Schwartz, and she mentioned in a recent study that nursing home residents that really don't have a lot of people, when they have a dog or a cat or someone like that, increased their sense of kind of love and acceptance, lack of loneliness, tremendously, up to 40%. And, of course, having the little dogs around, having the little animals around, And they said that when they weighed their options in, when they felt lonely, would they want a person or if they wanted an animal, they always picked the animal. That's interesting to think about it. You go through life, at that point, you're kind of just worn out with the whole thing. You'd rather just have a good dog that just, you know, sweet and just kind of hangs out, lets you pet them, and they just love you no matter what. There's a lot we could talk, probably take a whole hour on that topic right there. But it's interesting, though, and if you've seen that, I mean, if you've ever watched it for yourself, I've seen so many people that are so close with their animals and their dogs, and they bring so much joy into their lives and make such a big impact in their lives. And so just the love and that they get from them. Remember, 85% of what we deal with is emotional. So if that's the case, our emotional states make a huge difference in our overall health. And so your environment that you create around you can help tremendously with that. So just something to think about. I mean, if you go through loneliness or you're going through somewhat tough time, or if you have elderly family members, consider talking to them. Even if they're in nursing homes, consider talking to them about, you know, what they need. If they feel lonely, what you can put in their lives. I mean, if the possibility of having pets, if that's even possible where they live or where they reside, that can make a big difference. Or having one at your home and you bring over to visit with them. Maybe it's someone they become fond of, like a dog or a cat or just some type of family pet, that can make a big difference. So I just would look into that just a little bit. It's from the studies that are out there and topics on it, really, really is powerful on how it can help people. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You can check us out online, too. Don't forget, you can go to teamlifestyle.com. We're going to go to the phones and talk with Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
I am 53 years old. My health challenge is hypertension. I just finished reading a book that espouses a plant-based diet completely for control of cardiovascular disease. I also have type 2 diabetes and a very rich family history of heart attacks and stroke. In fact, lost my little brother when he was 44 from a heart attack. So I've been trying to find ways to improve my health. I do exercise almost daily. I'm 6'3", 230 pounds, but it's mostly lean muscle. But I just read in a book that I am not supposed to take any supplements whatsoever. So I just wanted to know how true that was. And are there supplements that can help with hypertension?
Yeah, there are. I'm not a big no supplement guy by any means. I think that we don't get enough out of our foods. I do think you need to get as much whole and organic-based foods that you can put in your body. That's for sure. But I don't think we get everything we need many times because our soil is so depleted, and it can be very challenging to get the right kind of nutrition in on a regular basis. So I think eating the right kind of foods and getting the right nutrition in is the key. So, you know, with that said, supplements can help. I mean, we know from niacinamide and versions of niacin can help with blood pressure. There's certain amino acids, L-arginine and L-citrulline. Those can be quite helpful as well. So, I mean, there's all kinds of documentation and research, you know, that shows that it's kind of a big deal. And the supplementation, fish oil, you've got so much research on fish oil to be able to help with cardiovascular health. It's amazing. But when it comes down to hypertension, there's some top foods you can look into. Number one, beets are really good. So beet juice, if you want to juice the beets, they're fantastic. Garlic has been known forever to help with hypertension and cardiovascular disease. That's one that can help. And stress levels are a big one, too. So if you have a lot of mental stress, work stress, whatever it is, finding ways to have that stress management is quite important. So I would look for that, ways to just, you know, unplug and kind of disengage from whatever you've got going on that tends to be the higher levels of stress in your life. That's a big deal. So that's a big one. Now, as far as foods go, though, and back to it, your exercise that you said every single day is important. Jumping up and down on a mini trampoline, that's another great way to really get your health where it needs to go. I mean, that in itself, they've done numerous studies on just with rebounding. I mean, alone, that have been amazing. So the whole rebounding concept is just extremely important. So working on that, keeping that as a focus, that's going to help you tremendously. Just getting that exercise in, eating the right kind of foods. And don't forget onions, the purple onions, they're great too. They've got these components in the onions that can help with blood pressure related issues. So there's a lot out there. Supplements, I don't agree with none, because I think that getting in your B vitamins, especially vitamin B3, the niacinamide or the niacin, can help with blood pressure. I mean, it's just proven. It can help with cholesterol. There's the vitamin E, which can be very helpful. So I wouldn't really let all that weigh in. I would take in some of the other natural approaches too, because both of those combined can help tremendously. But make sure to stay on the exercise. Out of all of this, we know for a fact that exercise helps tremendously with hypertension. It's a big deal. 888-283-7272. TeamLifestyle.com. Mandy, we're going to you next. How can I help?
I'm having some weird chest pains. I guess it's like a dull pain in the upper left chest area, but it's moving and it comes and goes, and it's been happening for the last few weeks, and it was here before, I guess about 3 months ago. So that's the question. Just curious what it is. I had my heart rate and everything, and at least that checked out, and it was fine. But I'm wondering if it's some kind of lung infection or what. So.
Okay. Well, again, it could be, and that's why you want to get all the tests done, just to make sure. And a lot of times, if you're having kind of cramping, depends on if it's like a cramping or a sharp pain. Cramping can be angina, which is just a very basic non-related issue for the heart. It's more the muscle itself having more of the cramping around the chest muscles and the heart. I would get that checked out though. Let them run the test, EKGs and everything. Also, I would get second opinions, and I would find someone that does more alternative health care, complementary, natural-based health care. Have them take a peek at it and see what all the tests are showing, because at the end of the day, that matters. At the end of the day, you want to make sure. And a lot of times, mineral deficiencies can be the root cause of it as well. So looking at magnesium, potassium, those sorts of things, they can help. And I would get that checked out first. So get that looked at. Have someone check into it. And if you want to create kind of an eating plan, an anti-inflammatory-based diet is going to help. And, of course, my book talks a lot about that. We've got a free ebook that's going to be coming up on the website you can check out that's going to be helping you just with your overall dietary plan. All of that can be beneficial, and you can check that. But anti-inflammatory-type eating, lowering the inflammation in the body, good lean-quality proteins, low-glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your good healthy fats, all that's critical. It lays a great foundation for what you're looking for. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Our food for the hour is peppermint. Now, if you've ever heard peppermint tea, that's one of my favorites. Love it. But you know, especially around the holiday time, I just love the taste and smell of peppermint. But it really helps with stomach issues, people that have a lot of nausea, upset stomach, irritable bowel type syndrome. There were studies done at Harvard that showed a tremendous benefits from using peppermint in teas or just peppermint itself to help with the GI tract. It helps to curb cravings too. It can really help with a lot of carbohydrate type cravings if you add peppermint into your normal diet. It also eases the tension on headaches. So if you've got stress headaches, anxiety based headaches, peppermint can really do a number on that. It also can boost concentration as well. It can kind of increase and perk up your mental ability as well. And also can relieve stuffy nose. So the menthol aspect of it can really go through and help support kind of unclogging those sinuses. So a lot of great things peppermint oil and peppermint can do in general to support your health. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Way keeps me fueled and picks me up. I feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, realize that the body can get sick, you can also get well. Quote for the day comes from Buddy Hackett. He says, as a child, My family's menu consisted of two choices. I love this. He said, take it or leave it. So eat it or just keep on being hungry. Now, if you need to clear your head, some of this is really important. Well, sleep is really important. I can't even express how important it is to the overall scheme of our health. And resting the body, and going through cycles of rest is so important for our overall mental health and emotional health. It's critical. So what we know for a fact, there's basically a system called lymphatic system, and it's the brain's kind of janitorial service that gets rid of everything. Scientists have discovered that the size of our cells in the brain actually decrease in time. So as time goes on, right, our brain, you know, it deteriorates like everything else. But once we fall asleep, the brain goes to work cleaning house. So that's when it goes to clear out the toxins and the byproducts and the waste. And by doing that, the cleanup isn't the only thing that's going on. It says you can also, your brain goes through like a defragmentation, kind of like in a computer. It defrags everything. So it puts memories into the right places and they can be recalled later. And it goes in. It also does spring cleaning. And it goes in and gets rid of the things we don't really need. But it's a big deal because as neurological conditions can begin, there are certain toxins that build up with amyloid beta, which this toxin is, it affects Alzheimer's disease. And when a person's awake, the brain has to perform many functions that it set aside during sleep. But when sleep happens, it can shut all that other stuff down and go in and begin to work on what needs to be worked on with the brain. So it's important that, you know, obviously we get the kind of sleep that we need. And it's critical. I mean, I can tell you that you go through time periods, I'm sure we all have, where you don't sleep as much. If you have a lot going on, see, when you're a student in medical school, you don't sleep at all. I mean, you're living on coffee and tea and trying to keep yourself, you know, focused and eating as healthy as you can and studying like crazy because there's so much information. But, you know, again, you can't maintain that kind of pace for a long period of time. Your body has to rejuvenate. You have to sleep. And stress management is such a key. It is, you know, your body kind of hits break points. And if you don't get enough rest, then those break points are going to come a lot faster because it's in that time of balance the body needs to repair. And if we don't have that, we don't do that, the body can't reach the level it can't maintain. You know, it's going to break down. And that's what they're talking about here, is getting the right amount of rest so that the brain can regenerate and it can clear out everything that it needs to so that it can support our bodies in the right manner so our next day can be productive. So that's what we have to focus on. David, you're next on the phones. How can I help, my friend?
I'm calling about pressure problems. I've been taking some medicine for my high blood pressure, and it just don't seem like it works. When it do work, it makes me so tired. I was wondering if they had some kind of some kind of medicine or the right kind of food to eat.
Well, one thing you want to focus on, I don't know if you really want to focus, well, you can do one of two things. I guess is the better way to put it. You can go in one of two ways. You can go kind of the medical side or with the alternative side. And sometimes you have to combine both. Sometimes you have to combine both with blood pressure. I mean, the key is if your blood pressure is really high, let's say it's 180 over 110, okay, which is high, really high. You don't want to leave it there for long because it can be detrimental, very, very dangerous to your overall health. And what you want to do is you want to begin to manage that, bring it down. So medication is one of the best options. But then what else are you going to do? I mean, you don't want to just take medication forever, right? So when something's breaking down in the body, whether it's blood pressure, blood sugar, diabetes, whatever, it's a major warning sign from the body. It's like the body is on overload at that point, and you've got to really back it down and see what you can do to really support the body. And at that point, you have no option except take medication, you know, to bring it down, because you don't want to damage your kidneys, your vessels. I mean, stroke out. I mean, there's all kinds of issues that can happen with those kind of blood pressure numbers. Got to get to the doctor and got to get on medication. But then your lifestyle habits, so your exercise and all of that matters. You know, getting the right amount of exercise on a regular basis, all of that is so important for blood pressure. I mean, it's one of the toughest challenges people struggle with, but they can bring it down. You really can bring that down. It's all about giving the body what it needs. You have to. And if you do that on a regular basis, the body will respond. So that's the key. But with blood pressure, yeah, it's eating a healthy diet, it's exercising, it's taking certain supplements, using regular foods like garlic, onion, turmeric, curcumin. They're all fantastic for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and blood sugar levels. So it's about stabilizing the body, giving it what it needs on a regular basis. That's the key. If you start there, that's what's going to give you the greatest set of benefits. All right? Puts another hour in the charts. Check us out on the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you missed anything on the show, you can grab information there. Also, recipes to help you along the way. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
You've heard that Step One Foods provide you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com. That's StepOneFoods.com. Or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.